Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we move on from answering emails sent in to us, Mary and I welcome you back for Destination Spotlight number 98. Located in the 12th state in our nation that was admitted to the Union in 1789, today we are headed to the land of the sky in the Tar Heel State. Before we connect with Asheville, North Carolina, here's a quick message from our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Wherever you're headed next, be sure to do it with luggage you can trust, equipping the world to travel like a pro. And right now you can save big during the September sales event, plus get free shipping and a 100-day trial with no questions asked and free returns.
Mary and I travel with their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the MaxLite series. Travel Pro Luggage, well, it's the choice of flight crews and in-the-know frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Go get your new luggage with our show specials at travelpro.com. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
And now we're going to talk Asheville, and to help us do just that, joining us on that show hotline is Kit Kramer, their Chamber CEO.
Hello, Kit. We appreciate you joining us today for the Destination Spotlight as we talk a little bit about Asheville.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, very nice to have you here with us this morning. So, personally speaking, when I think of Asheville and our experiences there, two things immediately come to mind. This isn't Sesame Street, but both start with a letter B, the Biltmore and the Blue Ridge Parkway. So,
two good reasons.
Exactly.
For sure.
Well, let's start with the Biltmore. I mean, admission fees are steep, all right? So, that's something people need to know, but the experience is a one of a kind. Talk about that.
It really is. I mean, they have wonderful opportunities. There's a winery. In addition to the house, the grounds are gorgeous. There is a winery, as I just mentioned, and as well as some excellent restaurants and wonderful hotels, all out in this bucolic setting. In fact, there was a story in the paper this week about there are fields of sunflowers that they grow, and what happens with the sunflowers when they cut them down. There's always something going on out there that makes for beautiful pictures, and we are approaching a time of year here that is glorious. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the great places to go when you're visiting.
So speaking of the time of the year and glorious, and one fun fact, I do recall learning when we visited the Biltmore Estate that at one time it was around 125,000 acres, and some of that land was sold off, which is leading me to the next point when you said this time of the year. It was sold off and is now part of the Pisgah National Forest, one of the first national forests in the U.S. Also, it's probably, I've seen it in the summer, and I think I've seen it in the spring, but it's got to be, it's some sort of stunning year-round, but particularly in the fall. Talk a little bit about it, because it's got to be a huge draw to the area as well.
Well, it is. I mean, we are blessed with beautiful vistas here. The mountains are not huge mountains, but they're gorgeous. The Blue Ridge Parkway gives you an opportunity to drive through and see these various climates as you move. I mean, one of the favorite questions for people to ask is to call us and say, when's the peak leaf day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't really identify a single day, because when you're on the parkway and the elevations change, you will see the colors change.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got all these wonderful amenities around the rivers in the area, as well as the national parks, that make this a super special place to visit if you're into the outdoors in any way, shape, or form.
Certainly.
And
sorry, you mentioned rivers, and I just want to get to the River Arts District, because in addition to the great and beautiful outdoors, art and Asheville are well linked. You've got the Rivers Arts District, or the River Arts District, the Downtown Arts District. Can you just talk a little bit about those two areas, because they've grown a lot over the years?
Oh, they really have. The River Arts District is one of our success stories, because there's a combination of, I mean, the creative sector has gone in there, and the street art that you'll see, as well as the working studios that you can experience, plus there are breweries in the area, which is a whole different creative art in and of itself, make that whole area super special. There's also a wonderful greenway that has been established in the River Arts District that appeals to folks who may not want to go hiking in the mountains, but it gives them an opportunity to walk alongside the river. And then there are also plenty of opportunities. There's kind of an adventure center area along the river that people can tube or kayak or stand-up paddleboard. There are all types of things,
oh,
and it's still it's not too cold yet.
No, it's not. Yeah, and since we're a national show, to give everyone an idea of where Asheville is located, if they're not familiar, I mean, you know, you're in the western part of North Carolina, roughly halfway between Charlotte and Knoxville. I-40 is the major highway that goes through your area. I'd say about a 3.5, maybe 4-hour drive from Raleigh. That's to your east, or Atlantis to your southwest. But we only have about 40 seconds or so left with you right now, Kit. And I just want you to share with people listening around the country, give us something surprising. Maybe it's an interesting fact about Asheville that you think will certainly entice our listeners to come give you a visit.
Well, you've mentioned the arts and outdoors. We are a food capital of the country. There are a number of places that have won James Beard Awards, and so it's a wonderful place for foodies to visit and take advantage of its full range of prices.
All right. Well, listen, food, a winery, we've got outdoor activities, we've got arts. I mean, there we are, folks. If you want more information, very easy, AshevilleChamber.org, AshevilleChamber.org. Put the E in Asheville. Kit, thanks very much. We appreciate your check-in today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Have a great weekend, Kit. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
All right, Asheville, North Carolina.
That's a very special area in this country. It really is.
And with that, Hour 1 is rapidly coming to a close today. We're going to kick off Hour 2 after these top-of-the-hour messages. You can find all of our destination spotlights, including number 98 that will soon be added on the homepage of our website. Hour 2, as I just said, will start with three of our affiliates around the country for the NCF. Plus, still ahead is the Personal Connection, Open Road, Museum Gallery, and more. Thanks for being a part of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.